Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, last night was extremely frustrating to watch, but also very interesting. Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday, September 11, 2024 transmission. And we're going to dissect what happened there. Everything Kamala Harris said was a lie. And everything she said was a multiple, triple, quadruple flip-flop. And it gave me a very bad headache when I was driving home at midnight last night. The crew stayed until past 1 a.m. on air. They did a great job. I'd been up since 5 a.m. I had to tap out at midnight. And then I got up at 5 a.m. this morning after about 4.5 hours sleep and went back to work. I have done my duty here. And you see this huge stack? Most of these are just one page thick. Each one of these is a lie by Kamala. Now, I could spend the next 4 hours showing you 5-6 clips of her saying, I will ban your guns. We've got like 100. We'll ban all semi-autos, confiscate them door-to-door, force buyback. I mean, just that. I could play a 10-minute compilation. And then show her saying, that's crazy, Trump. I never did that. I mean, we hunt, me and Tampon Tim. We love guns. He's a coach, did I tell you? And a Chinese communist spy. And stolen valor. So, I mean, just that alone, if I just overdid it, would take an hour. I mean, you all know, you've heard it. Hell yeah, I'll ban your guns. She just said it on TV last week. She tweeted it on Monday, 2 days ago. I mean, I got it all right here. That's just one lie. They're not keeping babies alive after they're born and killing them. Tim Walz passed a law where they do that in Minnesota. And I've got mainstream news right here. There's a bunch of states doing it. I got governors bragging about it. Well, we keep the baby comfortable till we harvest their organs. We decide whether they want it or not, even at 9 months. And now we keep them alive, and then we get rid of them. You want to see the video? Probably heard it 100 times. I'll hear it again. And just the fracking lies, the border lies, blaming Trump for Afghanistan. I mean, it was just. And then you've got the 3-on-1. And I knew what I was seeing, but even Megyn Kelly and Dr. Phil, but even some CNN people were like, well, they would do double follow-up fact checks on him like they were God. And, of course, they were lying. And so it was Kamala and the two so-called moderators ganging up on Trump. They would talk over Trump. They would turn his mic up too high, down too low. They've had audio experts, Grammy Award winners, on with Phil talking about it. I mean, they were jacking with Trump. And I give him a B+. If he would have gone after the human trafficking and how Kamala's run it and stopped the DNA testing and hands them over to the smugglers and how he's going to find the kids when reelected and how they're going to prosecute everybody from the top down when she was attacking. Yo, you care about kids, huh? Is that what, 325,000 they admit are missing that you directly handed over to traffickers? And even the New York Times reports many are in child labor and many are in sex slavery. I mean, nail her! Good God, it's like if you're in a political war and you're shooting your enemy with a .22, I'm not saying literally shooter, it's an analogy, and Trump's got some 100-millimeter mega cannon. He's got the Death Star pointed right at her little pea brain, and just pull the trigger. Good God. So I'm going to shoot some videos on this, and I'm going on the warpath in a loving way towards Trump. Because when he talked about it in two speeches the last 3 weeks, it went sensational. Everybody wants that. It's the right thing to do. It is the winning issue that unifies everybody. And I'm just sitting here watching it. And he trained with Tulsi to go after her being the big police state person and putting innocent people on death row. Didn't open up on her about that. And look, I say this not to sit here and say I would have done it better. Trump, overall, B+. Man the arena, works his ass off, 78 years old. I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking this or Wednesday morning quarterbacking it, literally. I am just simply saying that he kept the gloves on most of the time. A little bit at the end, he took them off a little. And I would like to see that. So we've got all that. It's the 23rd anniversary of 9/11, which if you study it, which nobody studied it probably more than I have. It's an inside job, totally synthetic. Deep state operation. And even mainstream people know that now. I mean, it's really 23 years later. It was rough seeing it day one when we saw the bombs going off and they reported on the news they blew up Building 7. And back then they did archives over the web, so people thought I made that up until years later the archives went out. Years later, the media uploaded the archives of 9/11. There was CBS and NBC and CNN and BBC. And I said, see, I told you I heard it that day. But if you didn't have a recorder running on the news, you'd never get it again. Young people go, why didn't you show the clips back then? You didn't have it. So it's crazy. We got all the witnesses saying a missile hit the Pentagon and there's no wreckage. That's CNN reporting it. So we are on radio stations all over the country, TV stations, cable stations. We're on X at Real Alex Jones. We're at Infowars.com/show of the streams, band audio of the streams. And let me just say something very important right now that I want everybody to have really sink in. And again, this isn't about Infowars. I'm not saying this to go, oh, look how big and great we are. I'm here to tell you how awesome you are and how ridiculous the corporate media is and how they're a dinosaur. 3 weeks ago, and it seemed like a million years ago, Trump should do this again every week, for heaven's sakes. He went on with Elon Musk and had over a billion clicks, and they estimate over 700 million people watch more than 15 minutes. That's one of the biggest broadcasts in history, not the biggest, okay? Hell, for something that big, they should add a video element. Musk could fly to Mar-a-Lago or meet Trump, or Trump should come to Austin, set up cameras, have a video stream as well as an audio stream, and it'll have even more viewers. Please do a 6-hour symposium or something. But no, we got to run to ABC. We got to run to CNN, whose average show has like 1 million, 2 million viewers on ABC, 1 million on their biggest shows on CNN, 100,000 average show. I mean, they're just a facade. And I made the point that I couldn't count them all up just on X alone, but I did look at a lot of big channels. And our coverage of Musk, Trump, before, during, and after for like 4 hours, it was hour and 15 minutes with Trump, but about an hour before, you know, the hour and 15 with Trump and Musk, and about an hour and a half after, so 3.5, 4 hours, we had easily 15, 16 million just on X. That, so we had four streams going out, and it was pushing 15, 16 million. And if you want to see this today, you can see it. It's up on Infowars.com. We have the different streams and links there for you. You can see what we had yesterday in the pregame, during the debate, and after for the 3 hours. I guess it was about, real coverage started about 6 to 1 a.m. So how many hours is that? That's 7 hours. And you can see the article on Infowars.com. Here it is. Breaking, Infowars received over 14 million viewers on X alone during our Trump-Harris debate coverage. Now let's talk about that number. That's on X alone. You go look at it. One's got 10 million, one's got 2 million, one's got 1.5 million, the others have 500,000, quarter million. It's over 14 million. One stream alone's at 10 million right now. That's what it closed out at. 10 million. That's the InfoWars stream. Usually it's the little stream, but it went crazy. 10 million. Go look at it. Number, 10 million right there. Now, and I'm not counting all the clips we put out. That's another, we looked it up, 7 million that we just went and looked, not other people copying it. So I looked at 30, 40 channels because I think this is very interesting that also restreamed Musk. So we got 15, 16 million when we covered Musk. I think it was like 15 plus. Because today I can show you the actual number. This is like a month ago. So I'm trying to remember the actual exact. It was over 15 million. But I was looking at other people's coverage. 20 million, 30 million, 10 million, 6 million, 8 million, 4 million, 1 million, 1 million, 1 million, 3 million, 2 million. And I just stopped in a minute and went, oh my God. I just put in Trump, Elon Musk, you know, clicked the top thing and just was scrolling through the numbers. And it was, I mean, if you would, I mean, I have no idea how many it was. On top of the billion just on the Musk stream. 700 million watched a lot of it. But over a billion, 200 million was the last number I saw, clicked it. And that was the day after. Who knows what it is now? And then it was all over the dinosaur media and all over talk radio and clips everywhere. So the old media is dead. It's not like, oh, the old media is losing to the internet. Or like Trump says, or oh, wow, you know, they had polls out in the last week. Wow, the internet now is much bigger than legacy media. Yeah, they say 70%+ is the internet. Political coverage, of course it is. So even with all the censorship on all the other platforms, X has now more than doubled its size since Musk took over. In fact, it's almost tripled. It's now the number one social media for engagement. And that shows freedom is popular. So I just want to go back because nobody's really hitting that angle here that I've seen. They're hitting a lot of other great angles. We'll go over them. Everybody seems to get what happened last night. Even the panels on CNN are like, oh, he's telling the truth. She's lying. Oh, my God. We're way worse off than we were 4 years ago. Yeah, I mean, she was more competent than usual and could, you know, speak her lines, but that was it. And, yeah, the moderator sure piled on Trump, sure fact-checked him. And they were just lying. Yeah, nobody kills babies after they're born. Come on, Trump. Kamala's right. You know. No, Kamala doesn't want your guns, Trump. Come on. So, there are, because I can't go over them all. I could sit there for hours and look at channels that got a half million, a million views last night. Ours got 14 plus million. I don't know the numbers. They're because they're so stratospheric. It's like trying to count grains of sand at the beach. But the corporate dinosaur media is a shadow of a shadow of a shadow of a shadow compared to the independent media that is the media. We have won. There's election fraud in place. They're trying to convince you this is a close race. It's not. If he doesn't win, it is election theft. And they always, oh, the fact checkers. There's no evidence. She's right that there was any fraud in 2020. None of the judges would hear it. They said there's no standing. And they punted it. Trump's won court cases all over the country. They're kicking millions and millions of illegals and dead people off the rolls, over a million in Texas. And then the Justice Department goes, don't do that. We're going to indict you. That's criminal. They said that 2 days ago. So they're covering up the windows. Trucks are driving in when they say it's closed. The surveillance cameras get, you know, sued. The county and districts do. And you got the footage of them looking over their shoulder, cramming in the ballots and people cramming them in the drop boxes and tracking the phone data where they go to a safe house, thousands of people, and then you follow them with the phone data to a box where they put 50, 60, 100 ballots in and take photos of each one. I mean, yeah, they stole the 2020 election. They tried to steal, and they did mitigate the victory in 2022. But I'm just going to say it again. Whether they can steal this election or not, all over the world, the New World Order, the globalists, the WEF, the BlackRock Crime Syndicate, power is slipping away from them, and the world is quickly waking up to them. So for me, that's the big takeaway. We can obsess over the rigged debate and why did Trump do it, or why did he say this or that. And Kamala is usually bombed out of her gourd or hopped up on amphetamines. She looked like she was on some amphetamines and a little mix of maybe something to relax her, but I think they got her meds right last night. This is the best performance we've ever seen from Kamala. But again, there's the lowered expectations. If you've got a quadriplegic, you know, that can't walk, and then all of a sudden they can just barely stand up, you're like, this is a miracle. So, I mean, if you've got a mentally retarded person with a 60 IQ and they can't add 4 plus 4 equals 8, and finally they do it, you're like, good job. I'm not being mean to retarded folks. That's just the case. So, seriously, mentally retarded. So, that's what happened here. And the good news is, I'm looking at the numbers. Most polls, Trump won. It was his to lose. He won the basketball game by 12 points. He could have won by 55. He could have done through the air, Air Jordan, you know, slamming and you know, breaking the basket and shattering the glass. He didn't do any of that. But that's okay. 78 years old and works his ass off and refuses to debate prep. And so they come in and feed him all this stuff and give him all these documents and videos. And then Trump doesn't even write notes. And then he just, and part of that's his strength. I get it. I'm better a lot of times on there when I already have the knowledge, but I don't, you know, really prepare. The best shows are when I don't prepare, but that's maybe once a month that I do that because I'm so busy on something else. And then I just kind of go with my deeper knowledge and you get more of a sermon. But at 78, I couldn't imagine being able to do what Trump does. So let's get this straight. I'm not bitching, but I am mad that he didn't deal the death blow politically with the 325,000 Senate report missing, many of them in sex slavery, slave labor. I mean, and she ran the whole thing and covered it up and has caught red-handed the NGOs. They're all serious child trafficking, narcotics trafficking organizations. I mean, they're as dirty as Satan's ass. And I mean, Trump should be full on that. And I'm really serious. I've talked to the campaign people. I've talked to a lot of people. I can get Trump on the phone if I really want to. But it's just, it's pointless if he doesn't want to do it. I'm going to find out when he's at Mar-a-Lago, because this is the kind of thing that'll get attention. And I'm not going to be doing anything illegal or anything bad, but I'm going to go make a scene. I'm hoping the message gets to him, and I could call up Don Jr. You know, I'd call Kennedy up. I got his number. I do everything on air. I don't do stuff behind the scenes a lot. I mean, I do with people I give stories to. That's not true. I give a lot of stuff to Rogan and other people, but they listen to me. If I give it to them, they do it, usually. I could put a bow on it. I've sent Trump, had law firms create reports for him about the deep state and who the Soros people were in his cabinet, and he started going after him, and that's when I got attacked really hard. But it's such a no-brainer. Do I really have to start going after Trump on air? I am, because we got to win 54 days out, 55 days out. So I'm going to shoot special reports the next few days showing all the trafficking and Kamala and say Trump will not go after her Achilles heel. I mean, he's kind of halfway done it. He's talked about it some. Yeah, that's great. Go all the way. So you're going to have a task force and a commission. You're going to find the children and then point out who's behind it openly doing it. Damn it. All right, I'm going to stop now. Getting mad, because there's nothing worse than... Here's an analogy, and I'm not telling the story to be a hero. It made a big impression on me, and I was on swim team from the time I was 7 till I was 13, and I was chasing girls so much I quit swim team. I wish I never would have quit swim team. I was winning blue ribbons all over Texas at state meets. I was in great shape. I'm glad I quit football at 15, because I was getting hurt and wasn't even good at it. I was good enough to be on varsity when I was a freshman, but did not enjoy being run over and having bones broken. But they taught us CPR. Every year they came out for the time I was 10, 11, 13 when they did it. So I had 3 CPR things with the fire department there at the pool. They teach the Heimlich maneuver on babies, and they teach it on adults, and how to do it with fat people, and how to, you know, we already know how to get rescued. It's when you have a pool. It's lifeguard training, basically, or it was. And that was just part of the Rockwall swim team, district swim team outside Dallas. And so there I am. Rex is a baby. He's about a year old, and we're at La Madeline, kind of blue-collar French restaurant, you know, fast, quasi-fast food. Not really. It's good. It's decent food, but kind of see, is it really fast food? Or is it? No, it's like a cafeteria. It's actually nice. But the point is, I'm there with my ex-wife. He's sitting there in his high chair, and I go, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I go in there, wash my hands, and I walk out, and I'd seen this big, fat, you know, we're talking 250-pound, 300-pound, mentally retarded woman. She had Down syndrome. Looks like she's about 35. She's with her parents. The place is full. It's like 7 o'clock at night. And I come out, she's blue, and she's on the table and going and coming up. And I'm standing there, and there's like 20 people around her table going, call 911, call 911. And I'm looking at him, and I go, somebody do the Heimlich, because I don't want the liability. I don't want to, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, the old African saying goes, South African saying. And it goes on for like 30 seconds, and now she's starting to, she's like on the table, like passed out. And so I go, okay, I'm going to do the Heimlich maneuver, knowing there's a bunch of sheeple. So I've just learned how the public is. And they, I hear like, do you know what you're doing? Wait for 911. And I look at him and I said, get out of my way, because they're in front of me. And I pick this woman up, grab her, and she's giant, dead weight on the table, now passed out on the table, just passed out. And I get my hands around her. She's gigantic. And I hurt myself getting up under her, And I go, huh, I don't want to do it too hard because you can hurt people they trained you up under, you know, the bread basket and nothing comes out. I do it again, nothing comes out. She's like, eh. And I pick her all the way up and go, ugh, and a giant ball of bread goes out on the table and puke. And they go, you're a hero, hero, oh. And I looked at my ex-wife and I said, get Rex, we're out of here, because I knew what was coming next. And they're like, wait, is she hurt? Oh, sir, you're a hero, but come back, we need to know who you are. And I went, goodbye. And the woman stumbled around, ugh, up against the wall. That's how I feel about the Trump operation. And everybody else that isn't hardcore. Because Trump's pretty hardcore compared to the milquetoast, but he ain't there yet. They brought in 325,000 missing kids. The Border Patrol estimates it's 800,000 to a million. A bunch of them are in sex slavery. They're handing them over to known pedo groups. They're giving them false identities and ghosting them. And they ended the DNA testing. We now learned 3 years ago. They made it public early this year. They ended the funding, but they ordered it secretly killed a month ago. They testified in Congress. So they can disappear these kids with people that aren't their families. They have a one-day cheap test they can do to see if they're related. We have them on this. We have them. But it's like doing a Heimlich maneuver. Instead, Republicans and patriots are standing around pointing at the country, choking to death. And I'm just like, this is so easy. I mean, you know the stunts I can pull to get attention with Trump, the stuff I could do. I don't even go around doing this stuff. I just want to cover the news, see other people get involved. I could go out right now and just go to every event, go to the DNC, go to the RNC, go to the Trump events, go to all the things, make a huge spectacle, go to all the TPUSAs, go to the CPACs, and take them over. I don't want to do that. But damn it. I wonder if I should skydive into Mar-a-Lago. Of course, it's controlled space, and I'm joking, and that'll be a headline. I just want this to get to Trump, and I just want him to stop. Okay, I'm done. We got too much news to cover. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a rabbit trail there, but that rabbit trail leads us to victory, and it's the right thing to do, and I am just... I got to clear my mind during the break and come back with all the lies and the rest of it. And we're going to take your calls. We're simulcasting on X Spaces right now. We'll be going to some of your comments later next hour. But I'm gonna stop now, and I'm going to just drill through the lies and all the other big news, and the 9/11 information is all coming up. But great job to the crew. Great job to the audience of activists. I asked you to share the links. I asked you to tell people tuned in. You did, and you get more credit than InfoWars and myself, listeners and viewers, that spread the links. 14-plus million viewers on X alone. Great job, viewers and listeners, and great job, Elon Musk, for providing the platform.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.